It's the first day in a new job tomorrow for First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton. Her swearing-in as the junior senator from New York takes place at the Capitol. For the next 17 days, she'll have both the role of First Lady and member of the U.S. Senate. But she'll be making real money as an author, as commentator Lenore Scanese reminds us.
Now that Hillary's getting $8 million for her autobiography, the only question is, who's going to write it with her? Maybe Dr. Seuss? The sun did not shine. I was too mad to play. So I sat there with Bill on that mad, mad, mad day. I sat there with Bubba. We sat there, we two, till I said, time's up, doofus. Now, what did you do? Mm-mm. On the other hand, that could get a little much for a kiddie book. How about writing with somebody more worldly, like Judith Krantz? My bosom heaved as we fell to the sofa, a tangle of jogging shorts and black pantsuit. Our breath came as fast as really fast stallions. Bill, I whispered, hoarse with desire. You're on fire. What's come over you? What was it you wanted to tell me? He groaned, too overcome with passion to speak. Or so I thought. Maybe it calls for a little more restraint. Hemingway restraint? We were in his office then. It was hot. He took a drink. He took six. He tried to bite his lip. Missed. Bit his tongue. It bled. Red. It was good. I'm not sure that would sell quite as well as Agatha Christie's version. At last, it was all beginning to make sense. The late-night meetings. The smiley-faced ties. The Barnes & Noble bill for yet another Leaves of Grass. The new underwear. The new diet. The new cologne. The winks at his secret servicemen. The endless oy veys. It was simple. Almost too simple. He was planning me a surprise party. No. When you get right down to it, this is really a noir story. And for that, there's only one guy to call. Raymond Chandler. He was a cad. A cad who could make a valedictorian light his cigar with her diploma. So when he walked into my office that day, I knew I was in for trouble. Hey, gorgeous, he said, throwing his baseball cap on my bust of Eleanor Roosevelt. Nice health care plan you've got there. What makes you think this is a health plan, I snorted. With your type, it always is, he said. And he was right. As right as Tom DeLay. Listen, he said, leaning close as a Florida election. I got a problem, and it's a big one. How big? 5'4" and lots of hair? I let out a whistle as low as the deficit. That's your problem, big boy, I said. Now make like a Los Alamos hard drive and get lost.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.